20 minutes after 10, as we know, the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs are in Auckland to take on the Warriors on Friday night. What a trip it's been. On the line is Doggies forward Max King. G'day, Max.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, great to catch up with you. Talk us through the trip that eventually got you over there to Auckland. It was a long affair.
Yeah, so we landed in last night, or this morning, I should say. So we're in Bundaberg over the weekend versus the Cowboys. So we went from Bundaberg to Brisbane to New Zealand. And there was a couple of delays in between, so we didn't end up getting to the... I didn't put my bags down in the hotel till about 3 o'clock in the morning, New Zealand time. So it was a long day. The boys have been spending a lot of time in each other's pockets. So, good to get a bit of bonding time at the airport, you know, and learn a bit more about each other. But, yeah, mate, we had today off, so the boys have just had a sleep in and just cruised around the city and, yeah, just trying to enjoy themselves.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I was going through your stats. I think the third ever first grade game that you played was over there in Mount Smart Stadium against the Warriors. Of course, you were a Gold Coast Titan then. That's back in 2017, and it's been a while since we've managed to jump on planes and go international. So what's it like to have finally to get to go back to New Zealand and look forward to the Warriors this Friday?
Yeah, it's been good. And, you know, yeah, like I said, yesterday was a long day, but, you know, I can't really whinge getting to travel, you know, as my job. And to be here in the city and that, you know, it's good. It's refreshing to be back. I was just saying to the boys, are walking down the main street of Auckland in the CBD, and I swear the same roadworks are still getting built as when I was here 3 years ago. But, not a lot's changed. But, it's good to be back, and obviously international flying, you know, is been back and has been back for a bit. So, I might even start looking at something off-season-wise, you know, start get my holidays sorted, mate. Start going overseas. It's definitely sort of inspired me coming here and just getting a bit of a sort of refresh.
Yeah, now that you've got the passport back up and running and working again, tell us who's the... I mean, you guys travel, you know, week in and week out. Who do you hang with when you're travelling, and who's the good traveller from the Dogs and who's the pest on the Doggies?
Oh, the good traveller. There's a couple of blokes that are just pretty low key, just get by. I was sitting next to Jacko on the flight, so he was just head down into his Sudoku book. We had in-flight entertainment. He didn't want to hear it. He was on the Sudoku book, so he was head down. He was pretty chill. I'd say probably the most annoying would be obviously Fox, for obvious reasons, loud. He's always in everyone at the back of the bus or, you know, at the airport. He's all right as a player, but he's always chirping and into the staff, which is quite funny, but probably not as funny for them. And another one would be Luke Thompson. He's just that, like, he's always that guy that wears, you know, those neck cushions?
Daggy traveller.
He's just like, yeah, he's a daggy traveller. He's like, he's got about 15 books in his bag. He's reading them all at once. He's got that big neck cushion. Like, he didn't take it off. He's the type of dude that wears that. He doesn't wear it on the flight. He wears it all the way through the airport, through customs. He loves to, get it out. So, I don't know. He's a bit pedantic, you know. He always has to have the exit rows and whatnot. So, I'd also have to throw Luke Thompson in there.
Yeah, nice insight. Your reflection on the game against the Cowboys. You guys were in that match. You're a chance to beat them. They're flying high at the moment. So, what did you take away from that 28-14 loss?
Yeah, I mean, they're going well. They're a good side, and... we were in a position to win that game, and I thought we just probably got, you know, out enthused towards the end as well. They were flying off the line and giving it to us, and when it was our turn, they were sort of rolling through. So, it's disappointing. You know, they ran away with it in the end, and they put some, like, they ran away comfortably, and we were in a position to win that. So, taking that clear away from them, they're travelling really well. But we were complete and poor. We were, as I said, out enthused. And, yeah, I just thought it was disappointing because, it could have been a really good a really good coup for us. But I think there were signs early on in the game that we were probably missing our objectives early in the game that we would have liked to do better. And even though the scoreline didn't reflect it being 10-0 up, I still think we could have sort of executed and done things better at the start. And, you know, it might have helped us down the track, you know, further later in the game. But, short turnaround this week onto New Zealand on Friday. So we've all had our sort of review and had a look at what we need to sort of improve on and, yeah, just build it into this week.
Hey, Max, does it feel like this is a different season within a season for you guys? I mean, it was such a tough start to the year and everything that was going on early, and then there's the changeover and Mick Potter takes over. And in the last seven rounds, you've won four matches there. So does it feel like there's been an entire shift at the Doggies? And it must feel like all that drama that was going on was so far back that now you can start to look ahead. Is that what it feels like for you?
Yeah, it is a bit like that. It's so strange, you know, everything that happened, you know, with Baz, you know, resigning and leaving. I've been unfortunately at clubs where that's happened, like, you know, a couple of times. Yeah. But it was the fact that it was so early in the season. And you're right, it was like round 9 or 10 or something. I was like, wow, we're not even halfway. You know, it's going to be a long year. And I think that was one thing as well. We didn't want it just to be like, oh, right, okay, well, you know, the year's done, so the year's finished, we'll kick the feet up, and it is what it is. Whatever the scoreline is, it is what it is, you know, for the rest of the year, because that's, you got fans and members turning up every week, and you know, we wanted to obviously still build like into the team we wanted to be. And, Mick's come in and done a great job, and it does feel like, you know, the boys have had a reaction, you know, and a shift, and, you know, it feels like we are building. But, you know, on the weekend was a great example of, you know, they're a quality side, and, you know, it's just that difference between us and the quality sides at the moment. You know, just that intensity and really like stick it, you know, there's a jump in between those levels of, you know, being a big team, you know, getting big team wins and, you know, like just maybe, you know, beating other teams that are similar on the ladder to you. So I think, you know, there's still obviously a lot of improvement to go. And I think that's a priority at the moment, is just keep building every week. And, hopefully, you know, build the 2023 and become, you know, as the Cowboys have done this year. You know, I don't think anyone's seen how they went this year. I don't think anyone forecasted that, you know, and they've really turned things around. And I think that's a bit of motivation for us, because, you know, we want to sort of put the club back where it belongs, in that powerhouse group of clubs. And, everyone just wants to build towards that.
100%. I mean, the Cowboys are probably a good template to go off. And looking to 2023, then you don't know at the moment who's going to be head coach. But the way that Mick Potter's slotted in, and you guys have responded, and he said, look, if we're going to go around again, I'm up for it. Would you guys, and yourself in particular, be up for Mick Potter to continue full time?
Yeah, for sure. I think he's been a great addition. And the boys really love him as well. Like, he's... He's like, I don't know, there's two sides of him, and like, you know, he knows his footy, and obviously he's played his footy, but he's also like sort of an old fella that like gets in and has a laugh with the boys as well. So he's fitting really well. The boys really enjoy him, and I'd love to see him hang around, you know, the way he's going, you know, if you go to main gig somewhere else. But you know, I'd love to see him stay at the club, and hopefully be a part of what we're building.
It's been a great turnaround. Hey, listen, thanks for your time. Enjoy over there. It's going to be a different experience this time around. They've been starved of their footy, as we know. So they're going to be tough opponents, the Warriors, but you've been putting in the hard yards, especially over those, you know, four wins over the last 7 weeks. It's been a great back end of the season. Good on you, Max, and best of luck on Friday.
Good on you. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.